County fairs and harness racing go hand in hand. The 200-year-old sport has been dominated by men, but here in Ohio, a group of women are changing that. Today on County Lines, Renee Wild goes trackside at the Dark County Fair with some women who are setting new standards for the racing industry.
At the Dark County Fairgrounds in Greenville, a group of eight women harness racers are circling the dirt track in front of a crowded grandstand at this county fair. They sit on two-wheeled sulkies pulled by sleek racehorses, waiting for the start of the sixth race.
These are the horses for the Annie Oakley Shootout, memory of Stella Hagemeyer.
9 years ago on this same track, women harness drivers got their own race for the very first time in Ohio. Emily Hay, one of the drivers on the track tonight, was one of five women in that race. She talked to me about it earlier as she was tacking up her horse in the race barn.
Yeah, there was five. And it was really hard to find people to drive and get girls that had their fair license. Just not that many were into it, and they always just thought, oh, it's a guy's sport, we'll let the guys do it, and just not a lot of interest.
Horses are all in behind the gate. Here they come.
In 2011, the glory days of harness racing in Ohio were waning. The state had dropped from number one to number four in breeding the trotters and pacers known as standardbreds. The industry was also hurting financially, with low attendance at races. Tim Harless, the harness racing organizer for the Dark County Fair, contacted Emily about having a ladies-only race, hoping to encourage more spectators. Emily took that and ran with it, turning that one-time-only race into an annual series on the Ohio Fair Circuit.
The first couple years, we struggled to get horses and drivers because there just wasn't that many. But then, after a couple years, younger girls, older girls, they decided, hey, this looks like fun. So they started joining in. Now, this year, we had every race fill, and we have probably 21 different girl drivers. And I know out of there, there's probably 6 to 8 that have went on and got their P license from just doing this series.
Most of the women that race at the fairs are amateur drivers, which means they don't get paid. A P license allows drivers to race for money at paramutual tracks like the Dayton Raceway at the downtown casino. One of tonight's racers, Jasmine Arnold, was going to her very first paramutual race at Scioto Downs a few days after this race.
I'm excited and nervous all at the same time. It's a lot different. Those boys, they do that for a living, so it's kind of tough.
Jasmine is the fourth generation of harness racers in her family.
I trained my first horse to the race bike at 8 years old, so I was tiny.
Jasmine is racing tonight against her best friend, Alicia Binkley. The two grew up together.
Just started driving last year, but I've been around it all of my life. I wasn't really interested in it for a long time. I played a lot of sports. About my senior year, I started coming around the horses again.
What do you love about it?
The adrenaline rush. It's amazing.
Played sports my whole life, and with injuries, I can no longer compete. So this is my way of competing. My first win was with a colt named Northern Companion. We bought him as a baby, broke him, and I won with him as my first race. It was really cool. And then we sold him. He went down to Florida, and he ended up being the best open pacer down there for a few years.
And my dad, he made me read the Care and Training of a Trotter and Pacer. I had to read that book and clean stalls before I was allowed to even jog the horse. So I actually won my very first start against the guys at Washington Courthouse Fair. Yep.
Yes, when I first started, there was maybe two women drivers, so it's good to see women that actually are as good as possibly some of the men, and trainers that actually don't have a problem putting women down because they can do just as good with a horse as a man can. And I think it's good for the sport for both men and women to get out there and compete.
Closing on the outside, Mr. Cody on the inside.
Closing
with every stride on the outside. Through the stretch, Mr. Cooley and Jasmine Arnold prevail.
Oh, wow.
Judging by all the little girls in the barn helping with the horses after the race, it looks like the ranks of women drivers will only continue to grow.
Like, I see myself doing this too.
How old are you?
9.
But like, all the girls get along really good, so that helps too. Like, you're all friends. Even on the racetrack, we know whatever happens on the track, it stays on the track. You leave it on the track, you're out there to race. Everybody's out there to win.
For County Lines on WYSO, Renee Wild, Dark County.
County Lines is made possible by a grant from Ohio Humanities.